Rabbi David Eisenberg.
Okay, Rabbi Sai, let's get started. Made a bit of a mistake and I left my Mekoma sheet at home, so I'm going to have to try to work with everything by memory. Shouldn't be an issue, but there are one or two pieces in the Aruch HaShulchan I couldn't find the sefer, and I now have to look it up on my phone. It's going to take me slightly longer to find the piece that I wanted to. Okay, so the question that we were dealing with was a question of, must I do everything that my parents say? That was the question that we asked when we started last time. Okay, we spoke about Miriam. We mentioned that Miriam disagreed with her father. Her father had said that he should get divorced, and all of Klai Yisrael followed suit, that they also got divorced, and she said, your gzerah is worse than the gzerah of Paro, because Paro was only goyza on the Zecharim, and you were goyza on everyone. And what ended up happening is that he actually listened to her, and he came back to his wife, and he married his wife again, and all of Klai Yisrael married their wives also. So we see over there, we brought that's an example. I'd like to bring one other exhibit, which is an important but also famous exhibit that everybody knows. It says, Ish imoy ve'oviv tiro ve'shabesoysay tishmeiru ani Hashem. And everybody says, why do we put Meira of your parents together in the same verse, in the same pasuk with Meira Shemayim? Because it says, Afilo oviv ve'imoy seitehem yishim mechal Shabbos. So then you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Why? Because ani Hashem. Your father and your mother are also chayav in my covet. So therefore, there's a covet that's even greater than the covet of the parents. And since there's a covet that's even greater than the covet of the parents, here is a prime example of an instance where if your parents were to tell you to do something, chas v'shama, they were asking you to do an avera, then you don't have to do it. We mentioned then afterwards, Shulchan Aruch in Simen Reish Mem Sif Beis in Yoredeah. And in Yerideh Reish Mem Siv Beis, we said that a person is not allowed to be Lo Soises Devarov. You're not allowed to disagree with your father. V'lo Machriyas Devarov. But now you're not allowed to disagree, you're not allowed to also agree with him. For example, that's all the fun of. Afilu Lo Manir and Dibei Abba. You even to say, you know what? I think my father's right. I hear the argument, it's machlokes. Let's say your father's having a discussion, a Torah discussion with somebody else, and you're really of the opinion that your father's right and the other fellow is wrong. You have no right to say, I think my father is right. Now who made you somebody to say that your father is right or your father is wrong? Who made you a Baal Dover in this whole thing when you're dealing with your father? Your father's much, much greater, much bigger, and therefore, you should not be allowed to do that. Okay? Pardon? We're going to come to that. Okay, we're going to come to that soon. That's going to be a little bit later. Hopefully, I need to first finish what we started on last week, and then last time, and then we're going to get to learning. Learning is a very, very important Aruch HaShulchan that I wanted to see. So we said that, and then we said, the next thing was Siv Gimel, at Heichad Meiram, how far does Meira of your father have to go? If the son was Lavush Chamudos, he's wearing beautiful clothes, and Yoshe Barei Shakol, and he's sitting in front of important people, Vo Ovi, the Ima, his father, or his mother, not both of them necessarily, came, the Koru Begodov, they ripped his clothes, Viko Al Roshe, and they smacked him in the face, V'yakub Avonim, and spit in his face. Lo yachlim oisom, he cannot embarrass them. Ela yishtoik, keep quiet. V'yira min melech malcha amlochem shetzivou bekach. And have meira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was mitzaviyu to do this. So we see over here another halacha that even if your father, your mother were to go to excess, so we're not talking about now a discussion that your father's having, but your father walked over and in front of all of your friends slapped you straight in the face, the halacha says that you're not allowed to say anything. So here again it would seem very strongly from the halacha that you should not be disagreeing or saying anything to your parents whatsoever. However, I'd like to bring to your attention a Gemara. And this Gemara we spoke about, we started also last time, but we didn't get very far with this. And the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara asks a question of Mishal Ab, Mishal Ben. Who is Chayev to pay for the Kibbutz Avayim? do you have to pay for the Kibbutz Avayim, or does your father have to pay for the Kibbutz Avayim? So we gave an example. Let's say you're living in Eretz Yisrael, and your parents call you up and said, we'd like you to come and to visit us. And you say, you know, I'd love to come and visit you as well. It's very, very expensive. So your parents say, we don't have the money. Kibbutz Avayim, you come up with the money. And you say, look, you're asking me to come. It's hard enough for me to come anyway with my wife and with all the kids. It's difficult. I'm coming. I'm happy to do this as a Kibbutz Avayim, but I can't afford it. So who's got to pay? So that's Gemara's question. Who's the Kibbutz Avayim for? Who pays for it? That's the Gemara in Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in Kiddushin. Rav Yehuda Amar Mishal Ben, Rav Nosson Oishah Amar Mishal Av. Rav Yehuda Amar Mishal Ben, Rav Nosson Oishah Amar Mishal Av. And we said over there last time when we spoke about this also, we mentioned the fact that if the father doesn't have basics, then the son who has money is mechuyev to feed him, because it's at least a mitzvah of tzedakah. At least that, even if you were not to call it a mitzvah of kibbutz avayim, but al tzedakah you'd have to give him his basic needs. So if the father, chas v'shalom, you know, if you have many pensioners, unfortunately, that lived a decent life before they went into pension, and then they go into pension and they don't have enough money to be able to make it through. The state pension, the private pension they have doesn't last, and they're really struggling. And this father has a hard time paying for Shabbos, and the son is sitting there making luxurious Shabbos with rib roasts and who knows what else, and duck he's serving, and his father doesn't have what to eat. So mechuyev to give his father money. Ayel taina kibudav is mishalav. So let him pay for it. I'm not mechuyev. That's if the father has. The father doesn't have, and the son does have to give the father, then definitely when it comes to basics. That doesn't mean, let's say the son says, the father says, son, you're a millionaire, I fancy a holiday. Can you pay for a fully paid trip, all expense paid trip to Eretz Yisrael? We're going to Yerushalayim, I need the EasyJet tickets paid, I need the taxis paid, I need all the PCR tests paid, because you need one before you leave, one when you land, one when you go to your hotel, one when you go to the coastal, you know, everywhere you go, they're like, you know, can I come here? Ah, stop you, you know, okay, now come on in. So you've had all your PCR tests, you spend hundreds of pounds on that as well. It's amazing. I've seen people said to me, they, you know, they could fly abroad for £12, but have to spend £150 on PCR tests. So it made it. And if they do that for the whole family, the PCR was more expensive than the entire holiday. Meshuggah. But that's how it's going for now. Okay? So he says, I want you to pay the PCR test and the hotel and the car rental, etc., etc. So there's a son mechuyev to give. He said, Mishalav, I'm not mechuyev to mimachabed you and to pay for that. The father doesn't have food, he doesn't have basics, he can't afford his heating bill, the son has to put his hand in his pocket and pay for it. The father wants to go out, one second, the father wants to go on holiday. Mechatesa, the son has to pay for the father's holiday. Yes, please.
Sounds like that's tzedakah more than that.
Okay, so that is the question. If you look at when I went through the Aruch HaShulchan, so there he speaks about whether it's midin tzedakah or whether it's midin kibbutz avayim. That's an interesting discussion. What is his chiyuv over here? Is that midin tzedakah, just the general din tzedakah that you know that you have people, and there's a kedima by parents. Parents come, you know, mishpacha comes first. Kielacha evyoyim, me'achad achecha b'chad sherecha. Me'achad achecha comes as the first level of tzedakah to give to your family. So your father, who else, you know, how much greater of a level of tzedakah could there be than giving to your father or giving to your mother? So in that instance, you're right. That's going to be it might be midin tzedakah. Some would say it's not midin kibbutz avayim. Others would say maybe there's an inyan of kibbutz avayim there also. Okay. Now that was the question. Mishal av, mishal ben. So the Gemara had brought a machlokes. We said between Rabbi Yehuda says mishal ben, Rabbi Nosma Oshe says mishal av. So the Gemara now wants to bring the following raya. Toshima. Sholos Rabbi Lez, Asher Rabbi Lez, Adhechon kibbutz av. How far does kibbutz avayim go? How far does a son have to go in order to mimkayim this mitzvah of kibbutz av? Vim amalahem, right? Kibbutz avayim. Sorry, I missed a line over here. Adhechon kibbutz avayim. How far does kibbutz avayim go? Amalahem. So he said back, kidei sheyitlu arniki v'izrakenu layom mefonov ein machnimoy. He can take a wallet and throw it into the sea, and the son doesn't say a word. So imagine you just got paid, in the olden days where you got paid still in cash, or even nowadays if you have a cash business, you just got paid, and you're holding in your hand two crisp 50-pound notes, and your father comes, smacks, well, takes it straight out of your hand, throws it in the bin, or throws it down the gutter, and you go, where was that all about? Says the halacha, you're not allowed to say anything. Afilu not al aniki, he took a wallet and threw it al yam. If it belongs to the father, let's say the father wants to waste his money, for whatever reason, what's it the son's business? The father wants to make an investment. The son thinks it's a bad investment. He can tell his father, I think it's a bad investment. But the father, in the end of the day, it's his money. Let him go ahead with it. The father wants to buy something and the son feels it's extravagant. It's the father's money. He worked for it. Let him buy it. If he's using the son's money, the son can say, look, I think that's extravagant. I don't want you to spend my money on that. But if it's the father's money, make it taste that the son even has a right to open up his mouth, his father, to tell him what to do. Unfortunately, it happens too often. But, you know, the etzem, really, it's the father's money. So the father, you know, elamai, must be that we're talking about over here, the son's money. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a right from the Gemara B'chalat to say anything. It must be we're dealing over here with the money that belongs to the son. And the father came and he took the son's money and he threw it into the river, into the yam. And even though the father took the son's money and threw it into the yam, im kol zeh, the halacha would be that the son's not allowed to say anything. Isdach ha'raya that kibud av ha'eim must be Mishael Ben. Must be that the son has to pay for it. Because otherwise, the son should have a right to say, excuse me, what are you throwing my thing into the river for? It's my money. Why are you throwing it in the river? Elamai, the father has a right to take the son's money and throw it into the river, and the son has no right to say anything. Is that a raya, Mishael Ben? Says Gemara, no, that's not a raya, because it's beroy leyoshei. The case over here is, it's really the father's money, and even though it's the father's money, mecha taste of the son should have any right to say anything about the father's money whatsoever. The answer is roy leyoshei. The son is the next in line for the Yerusha, and therefore the son might feel, look, you're throwing out the family money. You're the people that work very, very hard to put together enough money, not only for you, but for your children and your children's children. It's strange, because I've spoken to some very wealthy people, and they've told me over the years, I said, like, you know, why'd you keep going? What'd you keep going for? You already have 10 million, 20 million, whatever you have, like, you know, you're not going to spend it. And the 20 million in property or in whatever else they have is making money. So even if it's making 5% a year, which is not a huge return, on 20 million pounds, it's still £1 million. You can live off £1 million. Can live off that a year. You can live quite fine off £1 million. You can retire, go sit in Koilo, finish, done. So even if you're not going to sit in Koilo, but this person I knew, they were working themselves to the bone. Why are you working yourselves to the bone? You already have so much. So what they say often is, I don't only want to leave behind for my children, I want to leave generational wealth, as they call it. That means not only my children will be taken care of, but even my grandchildren will be taken care of. So leaving that much money, and there are gevurim that have left behind tremendous sums, and in their tzavah, they left behind a good amount for each one of the grandchildren as well. They said, I want this grandchildren to get so and so much and that one to get the same amount. They all got a certain amount so that the grandchildren all bought houses based on the grandfather's work that he worked himself to the bone for 60 years. So the son says, Royal Yarsha, so you're not, you know, grandpa went ahead and he brought all this money together, not only for you to waste it and to use it for nothing and for nonsense, he brought it together so that all of us can have what to eat, that all of us can have where to live. You're spending all this money, you're going on a holiday left, right and center, and there's not going to be any money left for my wife and I and for my siblings when grandpa meant for all of us. Zaidi worked so hard that all of us will be able to live comfortably, not only you. So Halacha says, shtum. Not allowed to say anything. So really it's the father's money, it's not the son's money, and there's no raya from over there that we should pass him Mishael Ben. However, the person has to keep quiet, even though he thinks this is money that really, ultimately, is money that's going to come to him. Can't say anything. Okay? Ad kan the Gemara. So when it comes to halacha to discuss this Gemara, there's a machlokes in halacha how to learn this Gemara. The Rambam, interestingly enough, when he mentions this Gemara, he says, afilu not al aniki shaloy, which means he took the wallet of the son and he chucked it into the river. Can't say anything. Which is mashma now that the Rambam is paskin in Mishael Ben. But the Rambam himself passes Mishael Av. Everybody holds Mishael Av. The halacha is Mishael Av. So if you hold it's the father's obligation to go ahead and to pay for things, what right does the father now have to come and to take this wallet and to throw it into the river? That's the kasha. The world of Mufashim and the Rambam ask. So what's interesting, with the Kesef Mishnah has one pshat, the other pshat over there as well. The Kesef Mishnah's pshat is that whilst a child has no right, I'm sorry, whilst a child has no obligation to pay for anything for the kibbutz ra'ah for his father, there's no obligation to do that. Nevertheless, if you encounter a situation where the child was in a situation where the father went and he took away something from the child. So let's say really the child wasn't supposed to pay for anything for the father. And the father sees the child being a little bit too flippant with his money, he walks past, grabs the money, throws it in the gutter. Now what'd you do that for? I'm not allowed to say that. Now can he take the father to Din Torah and ask for his money back? Yes. Oh, but there's two things that are going on over here. There's a financial question that's going on over here. And then there's a covet question that goes on over here. Right? And therefore, what the halacha says is, Einochenami mitzad, the finances, what's the halacha? The father's got to reimburse the son. Oh, but tsar? Who says you're allowed to give your father tsar? You're going to start yelling at your father, Daddy, what do you think you're doing? Who do you think you are? Words like that, you're not allowed to cause your father tsar. So you're allowed to stop the father from doing it. There's no obligation. So if the father, if the son's holding money, and he knows his father goes crazy when he's holding money, and he takes the money and he throws it in. Let's say Nebuchadnezzar, the father has psychotic behavior, for whatever reason. Nebuchadnezzar, to take out the money in front of your father, to take him, to tempt him to take your money away, to then throw it and think, I let my father throw my money away. Nebuchadnezzar, to do that, that's crazy. You're not Nebuchadnezzar to let your father throw your money away. However, even though you're not Nebuchadnezzar to let your father throw your money away, if he has done it, you got to be careful. Got to keep quiet. Can't go on the offensive and say, how dare you touch my money, and who do you think you are, etc., etc. Keep shtum. Take your money back, go to Beis Din, get your money back from them, and that's it. Okay? A lot of others say that the halacha is they disagree with the way the Rambam learns it. Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. Tosfos learns that we're talking about the wallet of the father. And if we're talking about the wallet of the father, so you just got to keep quiet because Roi Eliyosha. Others say that the son doesn't want to have to, the son can defend himself, he doesn't want to have to go to Beis Din. It's another thing that we say over here. That even if the father has to pay for it, let's say the father has to pay for it. But you know what? Let's say I banged into your car. Even if I am mukhan to pay for it, it's a hassle. Right? What have I said to you? I'm going to smash into your car, I'll pay it right off, you know, go straight to the dealership and I'll pay whatever it costs, I'll pay you, I'll give you a check. Still, you mean you have to drive it to the dealership and your car is out of commission for some time and your car looks horrible and who knows if they're going to color match it perfectly to put it back onto your car and for 3 days you didn't have your car and then you have to wait for the insurance claim and zachnabet. So I'll pay for the whole thing. Thank you very much. I don't need you banging into my car and paying for it. I just want you to leave me alone. Yeah, even if you're willing to pay for it. And the same is true with this kibbutz ra'ah instance. That even if the father must pay the son for throwing the Arniki for throwing this into the river, does son really want to take his father to Din Torah? It's not a nice thing. And even if you go to Din Torah, it's complicated. It costs money, it costs time, there's the emotional energy that goes into it, there's all these other things that go into it, so you don't want to do it. So therefore, there, that's the machlokes. So in Shulchan Aruch, actually, in Simen Reish Mem, Sifches, you'll find over here a machlokes. At Heichon Kibbutz Ra'ah, how far does Kibbutz Ra'ah go? Afilu not loy kis shazuhuvim shaloy. So this is the Rambam's lashon. Even if they took the kis shazuhuvim shaloy, your wallet, not somebody else's. Even though we passed mishalav, he took your wallet. Vishlichoy befon of layam, and he threw it into the yam. Loyach limem, you cannot embarrass him. V'lo yitzay bifneim, v'lo yichoyz and no miyipsek in egnom elikaba gzeres hakosu v'yishtek. You keep quiet. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Oymer Bim Roitz, the Lizrik Moshe Ben Layom, the Yochel Amoinoi. Do I know how the Chavdai Rak Mishalav? Avalem Mishal Ben. Some say, this is what he brings the Torah B'Shem, the Reed, this is the Stoisvis. The father wants to come and he wants to take the money. He goes, excuse me, that's not yours. The Kavadik, excuse me, that's not yours. I worked, I made this money, that's not yours, don't touch. I can say that. Here we see over here before, the Ramah is disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch is saying, keep quiet. The Ramah saying, no, I don't have to keep quiet. You want to take my money, I can say to you, don't touch. It's not yours. Yeah, in the end of the day, the son's a godel, he made money, he doesn't owe this money to his father, it's his own money, or the father wants to take it away, and the son has a right to defend himself and say, I don't want you touching my money. I don't want you touching it, I want you throwing it anywhere else, I don't want you throwing it out, it's none of your business. Get off my money. So that's what the Rambam holds. So we have seen a machlokes over here. Although some say that the Rambam, some disagree and say that the Rambam doesn't argue, as I said before, the Rambam also holds. There are those that learn that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch will also agree to the Rambam that you're allowed to defend yourself. They're only saying once it's been thrown out, can't say anything. But until we get to the point that the father wants to throw out the thing, even according to Shulchan Aruch, he can say, step back, don't touch. Once he's already taken the throne and out, says the Shulchan Aruch, keep quiet. It's been thrown out already anyway. It's gone. Yeah. So why are you screaming at your father? Be more careful next time. Be more careful with your money. Don't get anywhere near your father with your money. Fine, Beseder, he's a Meshugana. Abba the Maisa, what are you screaming for? It's done. It's finished. Masha Ein Kein. Before it's thrown out, some say even then, that's why there's a machlek, is whether this Yesh Oimrim is really a Yesh Oimrim. Some say the Ramah says the Yesh Oimrim, so that's Ramah seems to understand that Shulchan Aruch holds the father's allowed to take the money and throw it out, and the son's not allowed to say anything. Others say that the Ramah shouldn't really say the Yesh Oimrim, because the Ramah's not really arguing. The Shulchan Aruch is talking after the fact. After the fact that he's thrown your money into the bin, keep quiet. Before the fact, says the Ramah, before he throws it out, defend yourself. Says Shulchan Aruch, I don't care. I'm not disagreeing with that. Yeah, go ahead and defend yourself. That's a good idea. Don't let him throw your money in the bin. What for? Why are you letting him throw the money in the bin? So that's the Tut Stadim over here. Okay? But even the, and the Ramah writes also, V'dafka kodim shazakon, nefshel emimna v'loy avit, adim kvazaku, osu lachlume. If he's already thrown it in, then you're not allowed to embarrass him. Avol yochel atav ledino. That he can take in the best din. Okay? And then, now the other thing that he brings over here, that's only if he wants to throw his kiss the yam. But what happens if it's revach be'alma? What happens if it's just minyas revach? Then, you know, that's a different story. So that's, as opposed to taking your money and throwing it out, if you're busy, you say to your father, I have a business deal to go to now. And he says, I need you to sit with me now. I have a business deal to go to. I'm going to lose that money. So there already, you're not losing money that's in your pocket. He's not taking money out of your pocket and throwing it in the bin. He's asking you to spend time with him as opposed to going to business meeting. Okay, so that, you know, puts you in a very, very awkward position. But there already, that's a different story too. That's already minyas revach. There was a deal that was to be done, and there was money to be made, but it hasn't been made yet. And in that instance, that's a different, you know, there's a different discussion. Now, let's come to the question that I think Yossi asked before. Yossi, did you ask about Divrei Torah? Yeah? So now Yossi asked a very, very good question, and I wish I could find it over here. I'm going to have to look if I can find it in this Aruch HaShulchan. I'm just not sure if I'll find it. But Yossi asked a question about Divrei Torah. What's the halacha of Divrei Torah? Here it is. So there's an amazing Aruch HaShulchan over here. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Lo Yisrael says, Devarav, you're not allowed to disagree, etc., etc. So he says, V'chol zeh befonov. That all that we said over here, they're not allowed to agree with your father, is only befonov. Avashaloi befonov, if it's not in front of your father, harei motzinu, many times the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, disagrees with his father. Ma'abar avashi, hoda abba katnuzi, but he says that that's not right, that was when he was younger, he didn't say that. The Rama was chayil on his father, ayin shom. We find from the Gedoyle Agedoylim, all those poiskim, Shemipiyam and Chaim, they disagree with their parents. Mavorish. You look in the Torah quotes the Rosh, he says, Adoni Avi says this, and then the Linir, and then he says his Omshat. So how could he disagree with his father? And for hundreds of years, we've all been learning that the Torah disagrees with his father, the Rosh. So Mechatesa, he can disagree with his father, the Rosh. So he says, Ve'eich, listen to this notion, Ve'eich eshal loyma she'ein lachlik bedinim al aviv. How could we say such a thing that a person cannot disagree with his father when it comes to halacha? Haloi teras Hashemi, v'teras emes, ve'ein mechnifin bo. It's Torah. Right? You have to remember that we're dealing over here with Torah. So Torah is Torah's emes. So let's say your father comes in the room and he says, I'd like you to turn on the light. And you say, it's Shabbos, I can't turn on the light. He goes, I'd like you to turn on the light. I've looked through the halacha, I think you are allowed to turn on the light. So not only do you not turn on the light, but you can say, I'm sorry, you learned the halacha wrong. That's not right. It's wrong. Fine, that's it. So we're going to get to that. That's going to be the difference between Mefonov Shaloi Mefonov, right? Aba Lemaisa, he says, do I have to agree with everything my father says? How can it be I have to agree with everything my father says? There's Torah here that I'm learning. So if I'm learning this Torah, and the Torah says that the halacha is that it's mutter, and my father says it's aser, or the halacha is that it's aser, and my father says it's mutter, so how could I say, you know what? Forget Hashem's Torah. Keep it out of aim. Whatever you say, Daddy is right. We have that sometimes. Unfortunately, there are people that you know, especially in situations where children become firmer than their parents, you often have that. Why, you know, what I do is no good. Unfortunately, sometimes the father is not somebody that's very learned. And it's not that what you're doing is not good. You just never had the chance or the opportunity to learn, so you don't know. I've had people say all sorts of interesting things to me. I've had a guy say to me that, you know, when I grew up, this whole 3 weeks thing didn't exist. It's a new thing. I said, yeah, it's relatively new. The first place you'll see it is probably in the Rishonim, and you'll find it in the Ramah. So relatively new, about 500 years, and halacha is considered relatively new. But just because you're an Amoharetz and you grew up not knowing about the 3 weeks, so therefore it didn't exist when you were a child? Well, when I was a child, everybody drove on Shabbos, therefore it was mutter to drive on Shabbos when I was a child, and now it only became osik because people came for chnyok 20 years ago? No, you just grew up in a surrounding of people that didn't know halacha. But how can you take your experience and say that I have to agree with your experience? You have to be wrong. Sorry, can't help it. So that's what Rashulun is saying over here also. Unfortunately, there'll be times where the father will have the halacha wrong. So what are you supposed to say? You're supposed to say, you're right. Daddy, you're 100% right. But he's wrong. So merely the Alma we'll talk about soon. Certain things, you know, just regular things that could happen. So can you disagree? Your father says, you know what? Tach v'tat happened 1668 and 1669. So you say, Daddy, it's 1648 and 1649, not 68 and 69. Tach v'tat, you have to make the cheshbon. That's what it was. No, I'm convinced. So can you disagree with your father, merely the Alma? Does it make a difference if you disagree with him in history or not in history? The date is right, the date is wrong. Okay, we can discuss that. But in Torah, says the Aruch HaShulchan, how could you agree with your father in Torah? That's Chanufa. If he's saying something that Shalaik Yahalacha Lekula Alma, so, or you could say, you know what? There are some Mefarshim that learn the way you do. But if he says something that's 100% also, so you should say, yes, it's also, even though it's Mutter, just for Kibbutz Avim's sake. So the filu the phone of Yochel Ben Lefalpe Mil Aviv, and even before of to answer your question, even if you're sing with your father, you can be mefalpe with your father. Ula hakshers, ula tarets, ula hamid aloch al mechayno. You can ask questions. You're sing with your father. Your father says pshat, and your mind can say, "I don't agree with that pshat. I disagree," and ask the question. You're learning. You're not trying to be not bekovedik. You know what? If I was learning with my son, and my son would agree to every pshat that I said, I would stop learning with my son. Because I'm not learning with you for you to sit there some kind of lemma land just agreeing everything I said. I want to learn with you, b'chavrus. I want to hear what you have to say. I want to hear your kashas. I want to hear your tirutzim. I want to hear your ayas. Fight with me, right? That's part of the fun of learning with somebody. The pilpul chaverim, yeah? So you're going to get rid of the whole pilpul chaverim between you and your son. You know, if you learn with your son, so your son has to agree with every pshat that you say, every raya that you bring, every pshat that you say, every kasha that you say is a kasha that can't be answered. Of course he can say a teretz. And we find in the Gemara, Shaben Hikshala Avi Vatirtzloi, V'chein Daka Shatayra. Right? So he says, Eloi says, Yisa V'yitin Imoi Atshu Yoidaz Elezeh. He has to argue with him and disagree with him back and forth until you get to a point where everybody agrees with each other. And then he finishes off. That's the last thing we'll say for today. You know, sometimes your father will say, I hope pshat, and he says, I disagree with the pshat, and he gives you a raya. And you know, at the end of the day, you walk away and you say, oh, obviously nish pshat. It's not right. You know, he's given a whole shtigl Torah, but it's not right. He says, after you come to a point, he says, okay, fine, if the bottom line is you still disagree, you can't just walk away. Look, I disagree. So that's not Bekovedik. Right? If the halacha makes a difference, you have to say it makes a halacha difference. You're mafalba with your father back and forth, you show him your rights, he'll show you his rights, etc., etc. Hopefully you're dealing with somebody that you can actually have a discussion with, so you can show him why you say what you say and he says what he says, you come to the bottom line. But in the end of it, if you come to it, if your father is not willing to move over to your opinion, fine, so he won't move over to your opinion. That doesn't mean you have to take back your opinion. I still hold this also, even though my father holds his mutter. So you can't say to your father, look, let's agree to disagree, but I think you're wrong. Okay, so that's not Bekovedik. Yep. But you walk away from the conversations, look, you can say to him, look, I have to think about your ayahs. Then you can go home and do as you think, as you think what the halacha is. You don't have to do what your father says, because you are the halacha that it's mutter. You don't have to say it's osser. And you have your ayahs. So you walk away from the conversation, don't have to make a fuss, don't have to tell your father he's wrong before you walk away. But Bekovedik says, but the idea that when your father says something, you have to automatically agree to every single thing that he says in Torah, says the Aruch HaShulchan, is patently wrong. It goes against everything we believe what Torah is all about. Torah has to be something that you have to disagree about, and it has to be emes. And if it's not emes, then you have a right to say something. Okay, is anybody saying Kaddish? No. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much. Have a good day.